Suspect arrested for wiping nose on clerk's shirt when asked to wear a mask. By Amy Furr on May 5, 2020. A man was arrested Monday for allegedly wiping his nose on a store clerk's shirt in Holly, Michigan, over the weekend. In a Facebook post on Saturday, the Holly Police Department asked for the public's help in identifying a suspect who entered the Dollar Tree store on N. Saginaw Street without wearing a mask and reportedly assaulted an employee. Security footage showed the moment when the man, wearing a checkered shirt and sunglasses, walked behind the employee as she stood in one of the aisles. The clerk advised the man that all in-store customers must wear a mask to enter the store as stated on the signs posted on the entry doors, the department said. Moments later, the man approached the clerk and reportedly told her, "Here, I will use this as a mask," then wiped his nose on the sleeve of her shirt before walking away. The department said the man continued to be loud and disruptive inside the store before leaving in a white, possibly Ford window van. In an update Monday, the department explained that an arrest had been made in the case and thanked residents for their help. "Thank you to all who shared this post. A viewer tip assisted investigators in determining the identity of the suspect," the update read, adding that details on the arrest would be released following arraignment. Michigan residents who chose not to wear masks in public would not face criminal penalties or fines, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. However, businesses did have the right to turn customers away if they were not wearing a mask, WWMT reported. As part of its efforts to guard against the coronavirus, Dollar Tree made gloves and masks available for employees to wear while they worked. "Our associates are the heart of our company, and I'm overwhelmed by their ongoing commitment to you and the communities we serve," wrote the company's chief executive officer Gary Philbin. Following the incident on Saturday, Holly Police Chief Jerry Narsh said the clerk did the right thing considering the circumstances. "She's fine. She was frightened. Clearly, when something like this happens, it's unexpected. She was upset. She did the right thing. She didn't confront him in the store. She contacted her manager, who contacted the police," he concluded.